Okay, we'll call this meeting to order of the Tenney County Transportation Advisory Board. First item on our agenda would be approval of prior minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. There be any discussion? Vote those in favor. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry. Second agenda, old business. Anyone have anything think would fall under that category?
I would just like to go on the record, express some interest for the board to get some updates on what's going on around Branson. We've been, you know, sequestered for months here, and there's just a lot of things breaking loose over there. There's about 10 new entertainment district businesses coming online. Said district, you know, where is it at officially? And just a whole myriad. We've got the new Aldi store coming in, and it's going to have some input to traffic locations. And so there's a whole list. I'd like to extend an invitation to our board member to give us an update on all those items. There may be some items I've missed, but I think we need to stay abreast of what's going on in those areas.
You know what he's going to do, Ron? He's going to call Jonas and ask Jonas to tell his story, and then
there he is.
Do that. So actually, Jonas will know more about that.
And maybe he can do that today.
Well,
if he's
chat with him.
Happy to answer any questions.
Well, I'd like to have our Branson representative board member here so we can raise questions directly to him too. That'd be good. But we can do both. If Jonas would give us a general update today, would be great. And then
I caught part of that, and I was reading something, but I think I heard the SID district, so I can give you what we know about that is the Branson City Clerk had verified the signatures, so it's, I guess, technically approved for the annexation of the larger 76 CID. So we'll see what progresses now. I think, if I remember right, the timeline, they should be able to start collecting taxes in the fourth quarter,
or maybe one quarter after the approval of the quarter. So in the quarter it's approved, the next following one you can start collecting.
I understand the size of it. You said expanded explicitly. What does that mean? Where I know it was expanded significantly on what the original was.
The original ran roughly from Presley to Ripley's, kind of where that first improvement process where the project kicked off. The annex piece runs from the west end, which is Shepherd Hills and 376, to the east end at, I believe, either Roark or I just went blank on the street, but the street that the Salvation Army is on, Hensley. Is that Hensley? Either way, but it's either at one of those two points. So there is still technically, it's not the whole section. There'll be another piece that'll need to be.
It's not the 5 miles of the strip.
No, it's not the full from 65 to 376. No, there's still a piece at the east end, like I said, that will need to be brought in.
Yeah, I would guess that'd be 3 blocks, 4 blocks.
Not much. I mean, even if it's right there at the old Branson Heights location, or if it's Roark Valley Road, it's not very, very much farther.
And the other thing that's in that is the property values there. There isn't a lot of this real high dollar stuff that's at the other end. So you've got a significant amount of the economic development stuff. But the one thing that would be is street improvements or road improvements that make it a companion piece for the rest of it. If it's going to be paid out of the CID, would have to complete that to do that.
And there was the amount of parcels at that end and the amount of potential or historic sales tax revenue may have been part of, I'm guessing, but that may have been part of that decision to, you know, limit this piece of the annexation. So.
Is there a print alive anywhere that shows the new, the district that's been approved?
I would assume that on somewhere on the city's website there would be.
Yeah, I'd like, again, if Keith could bring a copy of that. You just give him a phone call and give him a heads up. We've got a lot of interest on a lot of projects. And Sid District, though he's not the chairman of the Sid District, but they're an integral part of it.
Maybe honestly, to tell you the truth, the city has a role in the Sid, but it's,
no, it's, a city.
It's its own separate political subdivision. So actually, Keith may be aware of it in the same way that we're aware of it. But and it was, there's two ways to form a Sid. The board votes, and this does come out of the city ordinance on how you form the Sid. One way is that they vote themselves their board. And then the other way is they nominate the board the city approves. If the city disapproves a board member, they bring it back again if there's good and sufficient reason why it should be. And then if the city doesn't vote him in, he's in anyway. And most cities, and I would assume Branson did this, that their board of aldermen approves Sid board members. But I don't know that for a fact. Otherwise, the cities have, they're not responsible for the debt. They don't do any of that stuff. It's all like school board.
Or, yeah, no, Gail Meyer's the chair of that Sid board.
So they maintain the roadway, though, now since they own it?
Well, the city would maintain the roadway, but if there's any improvements that the Sid wants to see, that the Sid says, we will make these improvements. Like, for example, in Hollister, behind Lowe's, North Birch is paid for out of Sid. So that continues to carry the debt on that roadway, but we maintain the roadway because it's an accepted city street.
Well, during the summer, there's been some block-offs there at Wonder Works or other places, too. Again, I have interest in knowing, because that's such a high-traffic area receiving all of our 8 million-plus tourists. I think we ought to be fully knowledgeable and aware of what's going on there. So, again, I would bear the request if you contact me by phone, just encourage Keith at the next meeting he's going to be at to bring some information in that regard. We have a strong interest in it, because it's going to impact everything we're doing going forward. And, there's a lot of growth potential out of all of that, but a lot of planning's got to go in the utilities, and safety, and all of that implications. That's the interest.
But I would think that some of that would be a communication with Gail Meyer if you think that's related to the Sid. If that's just a city finance deal, then you can.
Another thing, at least the area I represent, Region 5, mm-hmm. and Ward 2, is the Aldi has already started construction. Mm-hmm. And so there's interest in what's going to end up there. We already have somewhat less than desirable traffic light conditions and so forth. I want to see if that's going to interface with the new signal systems that they're putting out there, too. So those are the kind of questions to bring some information on, that would be great to share with everybody, everybody posted. And also we have the new fire station or police department and all of that construction is going to take place sometime down there around Forsyth Street.
Again, I
noticed last week that the strip fortunately was plugged. It was backed up into downtown. You couldn't get out down there one day only. But that was a good sign. That was an excellent sign.
Right. Any other old business? Wanda. Deb, you got any county updates?
Well, currently we've got 18 roads underwater. Hopefully the email we've got a little bit ago, they're not going to have the flow enough to impact anybody on Taney Como unless we get quite a bit more rain. It will be controllable to where it shouldn't get up in the roads on Foggy River and Railroad Avenue. Dale Avenue, if it gets to where Rick can't get back and forth now, we're all in trouble.
Right.
It looks just wonderful right now.
But honestly, in the last 2 to 3 weeks, we were going to be patching, but we've been doing nothing but road repair due to the amount of rainfall we've had. Week before last, Bradleyville area had 11 inches of rain in 1 week, and the average in the rest of the county was around 9. We did get approved for our FLAP grant that we put in for going across federal land. It's to improve an alignment and putting a structure in on Thunder Road there at Big Creek. But right now it's in the paperwork process, and we can't do any construction until November 1st when the bat season's over. That's all I got.
Maybe, Nevin, you can kind of update everybody. We've reapplied for a bill grant.
Yeah, they reapplied for the bill grant and put it in May 18th. We will not hear anything till around September-ish, is the word I got, October. Due to the everything going on, there really isn't that many responses in Missouri. It would be us and up around Warsaw. We're trying to do some four-lane improvements up there where it goes from two-lane back to four. And they're trying to, this is like their fifth year, I think, putting in for it. September is what Jeremy had told me.
Requesting $29 million, and the max on the grant is $25 million, so there's a $4 million match, so that will bring it to the $25 million. Again, pretty strong proposal. We need support from Senator Blunt's office.
We got it.
Well, we got a letter.
Okay. They want to encourage, we need to stay in touch with him.
We need more than a letter from Senator Blunt's office. We need Senator Blunt to actually do something. And I have expressed that to his staff. So Congressman Long has always been very strong. Senator Hawley has actually shown interest and been pretty aggressive on getting stuff moved forward, at least the way I see it. So, but Senator Blunt has been supportive to some degree in each of these, but not in the degree it takes to get it across the finish line. So, if you want to do something that might move the needle, I think a personal letter directly to him to the Washington address saying we would really like to see something happen this time would not hurt a bit. And everybody you know that is literate needs to do the same thing. So that's extremely important. So for whatever that's worth. Otherwise, it's a good application, a good project, and all of the things that have been shared with us that could make a difference have been updated and are there. So there's an alignment, there's the ecological studies, the bat study, the stuff. There's the property owner commitment to say that if we do this, they'll cooperate. There's all the pieces to this. It is a political decision, and we're not, so far, we haven't been up to the task of getting that across the finish line. So.
Senator Hawley is also sending his directly to the Secretary of Transportation.
Good. Good. So whatever that's worth, I think we need to work on this.
Is there a template letter that could be circulated around to encourage people to sign on and send it in? That might.
There is, but this one I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to write a letter differently than Hollister's written a letter. I'm handwriting a letter.